Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Podcast 149. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a Riverside stool today.
Yeah, I'm down here at our Parterre Place in a beautiful Princess Royal room, so love my surroundings.
Who was the great guy that got you that beautiful room?
There's some travel agency up in New Jersey somewhere. Pretty good company and pretty good guy.
Some idiot named Doug, right?
Yeah, or you could say it that way.
So how's the weather been down there? A little better than Boston?
Oh, it's been tremendous. Knock on wood. I mean, it has not rained a drop that I've seen. I think it rained overnight a little bit, but the forecast looked a little sketchy when we were coming down, but the weather has been unseasonably warm down here. We hit 92 days, and even all the locals were saying that this is way too hot, too early for them. So we've definitely got a taste of Florida weather, and it was actually pretty humid for 2 days, almost like, probably May or June than March.
So should I release this on Thursday so we don't jinx you with the rain now?
Yeah, it'll probably pour the rest of my trip. No, I just looked at the 10-day forecast, and it's supposed to be beautiful pretty much the rest of the week. So I think we're going to luck out this trip.
So what are you guys doing today? You headed down to downtown or Disney Springs?
Yeah, we have our signature dining, if you will, over at the California Grill tonight. So we scheduled the pool day, and we got to pick up some stuff down at the World of Disney store because we're at parks the rest of the days that we're here. So we're going to do our downtown Disney stuff today.
Well, if your job today, Dennis, you got to do some recon on you got to check out the boathouse construction in the news. That's coming to an end. Are you getting excited about seeing that?
Yeah, actually, we've been downtown twice already, but we didn't stay for any length of time. I mean, we didn't even get to the World of Disney store, but we did take the boat from Riverside, and you can see the landing and all of its features coming into play. It's a huge area, a lot bigger than I thought it was, but you're right, Doug. It's really starting to come to be, and we'll get into it on a show we do when I get back, but the walkways are all in, and it's almost like a different place. It's weird. I mean, if you go in the older sections of the marketplace, I mean, it's familiar, obviously, but there are other nooks and crannies and different walkways. It's almost like being in a whole new place. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, because they also expanded it the best they could, because they've actually put a lot of things over the water now from everything I've been seeing and the little bit I seen when we were there.
Yeah, you're right. That one walkway, cuts through the water, and they've added a couple of water fountains inside of the walkways, if you will. So they're kind of making it more like a little lagoon, if you will. It's just not one big body of water. It's kind of dissected with these walkways. And actually, the boats are going back over to Marketplace now, and it's almost kind of behind the between Saratoga Springs and what's the name of that restaurant with the big volcano?
Rainforest Cafe.
Right. You know where the boats
We're right back in stride here, Dennis.
Yeah,
I'm finishing
right.
your sentences,
Nothing
buddy.
changes. Yeah, and instead of where the pier used to be when they bring you to Marketplace, now they built a whole new big dock. Mm-hmm. And if you can envision it, it's there's a bridge that goes over the road where the buses come into the Marketplace that kind of, you know, dissects Saratoga Springs from what was downtown Disney. They built a huge dock there, and that's where they drop you off now. And then there's a new walkway that brings you, if you were coming from the buses to go into the Marketplace, there's on the right-hand side there, there's a new walkway that gets you down to that boat launch.
I honestly believe it incorporates Saratoga Springs more, because when you used to come down there, if you didn't pay attention, you could miss Saratoga Springs. It just seemed like it was off in a distance, but now I think it brings it into play more. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah, yeah. It makes it almost like one little village, if you will. And actually, I was noting that some of the architecture of the new Disney Springs buildings and the landing, like you mentioned, Doug, it kind of
ties
complements,
in.
Yeah, Saratoga Springs. It's not the same, but similar.
I think what they wanted to do with it is, in my opinion, the more I'm seeing of it, the little bit I saw when we were there, I think they're kind of making Disney Springs a part of Saratoga Springs. That's why it's called Springs.
Right.
And it makes that, it's kind of like, this is the district of the boardwalk for Saratoga Springs. It's kind of making that whole resort, I think because of the size of the resort, and because there's always availability, I think now that it's going to even make Saratoga Springs better, because everybody now is going to think Disney Springs is a part of that. It makes them both, it joins them as one now.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I'm sure that wasn't the sole reason, but I think, you know, Disney's all about sight lines and how things flow and how things look, and it would look a little crazy if they, you know, totally change the architecture of the Disney Springs, so that, you know, because you can see both areas, both Saratoga Springs and Disney Springs, it'd just look odd if it was just totally different architecture. So I'm sure a lot of thought went into that when they designed the Disney Springs.
Yeah, I guarantee when everything's said and done, that's going to be considered the Saratoga Springs Resort area, Disney Springs. That whole thing is going to – they're going to start advertising it as one when it's done.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
So how's you excited about? Did you hear another 24-hour day?
No, when are they doing it?
This again on Labor Day weekend.
Okay, so is it the same anniversary as the last one? Or?
It's Friday, May 22nd through Saturday, May 23rd, 2015.
Okay.
So it's right around the corner, believe it or not. I can't believe May's around the corner.
Yeah, that's crazy. But people seem to like that, and not something I'd do. But, you know, for those that want to do something like that, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's running at the end of May, right before Labor Day it'll be, and it's going to be called Walt Disney World Kicks Off the Coolest Summer Ever with 24-hour special event at the Magic Kingdom.
Awesome.
So, yeah, me and you are going to head down together then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm going to book a flight and head down there. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think that's something I would do. I know how cranky I get after even 8 or 10 or 12 hours in the park if I can make it. I couldn't imagine doing 24 hours.
No, me neither. I couldn't do 24 hours, but I could go in the weekend. I could go in the like at midnight and go through the night. I would enjoy that. But being there all day, nah. I couldn't hang. Too old.
Yeah.
I mean, too fidgety.
Probably more for the younger set.
Yeah, exactly. And then also Disney confirms Frozen Summer Fun Live coming back to the studios again. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was successful, and Frozen's still very popular, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, and they announced the second movie. Can you believe that?
pretty much we've known that from the day
First movie came out, basically.
Right. Yeah, but I guess now it's quote unquote official, right?
Yeah, they announced it. They announced it at their meetings. They had to have something to hold back, you know.
Yeah, and I think they had that short before the Cinderella movie, right? That came out a couple days ago, I think.
Yeah, the joke around here, we're going to go see Cinderella for Easter.
Yeah.
And the joke around here, we're all going to do it, me, my wife, and my mother-in-law, and they're dragging me to see it, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to go. I'll go for used to.
Right.
And really, it's the one, the big construction workers dragging the two women to see Cellar Cinderella.
Right,
don't
right.
Tell nobody.
Yeah.
So did you get your fix on the People Mover yet then?
I did not. It's funny you say that because we were in line for the People Mover. And when I say line, I think the queue line they said was 15-minute wait. So we decided, you know what, we've been on this so many times. Sue wanted to see Mine Train, so we figured that our time would be better spent in the Mine Train queue. So we nixed going to on the People Mover and went over to the Mine Train. We still got one day left at Magic Kingdom. We're gonna get back there, so we'll get to do the TTA.
Well, the thing of it is then we'll hold off on the Mine Train. But are you glad that you went through the queue?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have time to get into
no.
it now, but, you know, I'm surprised you enjoyed it. I don't know if you actually did the computer screen thing there and the water feature, but, I mean, to me, it looked pretty nasty with everybody sticking their hands in there, so not something I would do. No. I'm kind of, if you did do it, I'm surprised because you say you're a germaphobe and I don't know.
I had my gloves with me, Dan. We'll talk about it when we do your trip report. So
it just doesn't. I don't know. I would have thought they'd have cast members come out occasionally and wash it down with some, Lysol or something, or not Lysol. But, well, think about it, Doug.
I hear you.
Thousands and thousands and kids and sticking their hands all in there. I mean, I
See,
can only
me and my
imagine.
Wife, though, we carry a. We got. I got Purell with me the entire time. The whole bag's full with it. We bring hand sanitizer with us in our backpack. So as soon as we're done, it's like washy, washy, cleany, cleany.
Yeah. Well, that's good because that's the first thing I thought of when I just saw all those people sticking their hands on those computer screens. But, I guess it's better than having nothing in the queue. But we waited a good – it said 90 minutes, and we waited pretty much all of that. A lot of cheerleaders down here now and, big groups of kids. So the lines were pretty packed.
Yeah, we did that trip. So what time you guys headed down to downtown? Call for another couple months.
Yeah, as soon as we wrap up here, we're going to head down. What time is it? Yeah, we're recording this. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, we'll probably be by 11. We'll be on our way downtown and on the Sasagula and heading on down.
So they're saying the hub's coming to it's getting closer and closer to an end. How did you like the new hub at the Magic Kingdom?
Very nice. It's pretty wide open, and the water basically on the west side ends, I'm gonna say, probably where the entrance to the Crystal Palace is. So it just abruptly ends where it used to, go under the bridge there and all the way through. It just ends on that side, and I'm pretty sure on the other side by Tomorrowland it's the same thing. So just so you know, and I did take a picture. I didn't post it yet. There were plenty of ducks on the river's edge there.
You took the words out of my mouth. Is my ducks doing okay?
Yeah, I saw at least seven of them. So they're still around. So I thought you'd be happy about that.
And how's it look? Do you miss the waterways, or what's your impression on it? Does
no,
it seem comfortable to you, or are you upset?
Well, they have, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but they have these dapper days, and I don't know if it's just this week or this month or it's only on weekends. I'm not really sure I see it on my Disney side tweets all the time. But anyways, people get dressed up in 30s, 40s, and 50s.
You and Sue do it?
Oh, yeah. I put on my T-shirt from the 50s and my shorts from the 50s, and I was good to go. But it actually looks pretty cool because the girls get all, they wear the heavy makeup and the red lipstick, and looks like a lot of them had wigs on with the old hairstyles and stuff. It actually looks pretty good. And the guys have, suspenders and nice, leather shoes, and, a lot of them do it up to the hilt. So it's pretty cool, and there's you know, hundreds of these people. I mean, I'm guessing a lot of them are probably cast members, not on the clock, but, you know, off the clock, because, you know, it's a lot of younger kids, you know, the 20-somethings, if you will. But I saw some older people, too. But it is nice to see that, you know, like I said, some of them do an awesome job at, you know, doing their costume, and, you know, they have a parasol or a you know, I don't know, just looks pretty cool. But anyways, there was a lot of that going on, and it just made for a very busy time. But as it pertains to the hub, what happens now is, and I know there's fast pass viewing areas there, but there's like these little triangles.
Sidewalks?
Yeah. Well, the sidewalks, but there's triangles of grass, or I guess it's AstroTurf, I heard. It's not actual real grass, which is good because it wouldn't last. But
plus,
now
it would stain your clothes.
Well, yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. But what happens now is people lay out there. So, like, when we got there, it was, you know, a couple hours before Wishes was even, you know, ready to go off. And what you have is people just laying down or sitting, or they put a blanket down on these little triangles of green space, if you will. So it's kind of, you know, I don't know. It looks kind of weird seeing people laying around the hub of the Magic Kingdom, if you will.
I mean,
you know
what I mean? Yeah, the positive thing about that would be, though, because I'm playing the other side, is if family of five that wanted to pack, you know how you can bring your food? You can actually sit down and have, like, maybe your lunch there together. You know what I'm saying? Have, like, a little picnic lunch or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you could grab something from Casey's there, which many people did. And, yeah, it's all good. It's more of a, like, a picnic-y.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. But it's just, again,
it's
you're
weird
because
you're not used to seeing
right.
it.
You're used to your old Magic Kingdom, if you will, and now there's this.
Yeah, it gives you a place where you can eat where you don't feel, like, because, you know, I could never do it. Like, you brought in your food and then go sit
right.
at Pecos Bills and eat.
Right, right.
You know, at least it gives you an area now where you can get a little space and maybe sit down with the family and eat, not trying to steal a bench where 50 people are sitting there.
Right. Yeah, no, it definitely opens up more space, and it looks beautiful. I mean, I'm not saying that it doesn't look good. It's just, you know.
It's different.
Yeah, that's all. Doesn't make it better or worse. It's just different, I guess.
So you guys are going to head down there. Before we get in, you and Bob did a recon, but when you go to downtown today to Springs, you got to go over to the sign shop and see if they have a WDW Main Street sign available in there for us at the co-op.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that. We did go into the co-op, and we were checking out some of the stores, and I know the store you're talking about. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, they got a neat Adventure Club Congaloosh sign on there. It looks really neat. It's made out of wood. It's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Make sure nobody put a Main Street one in there for us.
Well, you never know.
But you and Bob did a dining recon for us, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually cut that together today and get it out for our fans.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how'd you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Bob Sycon from All in WDW and I basically went around the World Showcase Promenade, and I'd say we sampled, I think, four, maybe five different marketplaces, and we shared, so, you know, kind of what he did on his previous reviews he's done on our show. That way we could sample more food and not get full. And by the time we were to our fourth one, we were pretty stuffed, so we kind of ended it there. But yeah, no, it was a blast. And, you know, Bob's expertise with food and pronunciation of food was very helpful. And we had a good time. We spent a couple hours and, you know, sampled some of the Flower and Garden Festival offerings.
Now, between me and you, we won't tell anybody. Did he buy a couple, or did he make you buy them all?
No. We went back and forth, every other one, so we evened it off. So it was a shared effort, if you will.
Okay, just making sure. Don't want to see you get hurt here. Just kidding, Bob. Just messing around, buddy. So we'll get into that. I'm going to cut that together, then, and then we'll give everybody your food review. And then when you get back, you'll be able to tell us you got to see our buddy Yeehaw Bob. You're going to tell us all about Riverside, how much you didn't like the hat being gone. Am I right?
Oh, it looks classic. It's awesome without the hat. It looks like Hollywood Studios was meant to look.
Okay, I knew you were. I thought you were disappointed about that. I guess I was wrong. Well, you did resort hopping for us. You did a lot of work then. I mean, you're going to need a vacation from your vacation because I know you've been working so hard.
Yeah, that's what I said to Bob. I said, you know, this is work. I said, you need to go back to Atlanta, and then I can get on with my vacation here. So I was just teasing.
Yeah. Well, you enjoy yourself, buddy. I'm going to let you get back to your wonderful family and enjoy yourself. Okay. And I'm looking forward to recording next Sunday with you, buddy.
All right. I'll be heading home in 4 days or so, and I'll be in touch, and we'll talk all about it on next week's show, I'm sure.
I'll be honest with you, Dan. You've done so much on this trip. There's going to be a big report for everybody. We're going to do probably 3 or 4 shows on this trip.
Yeah, that's okay.
It'll be a good thing.
Yeah, we love talking Disney, so it's all good.
Well, have fun. Go to downtown and get a box of that spaghetti on me, Dan.
All right, will do.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm here with Bob from All In WDW. We're right across from Spice Road Table right now, and we got a couple of dishes from Botana's Botanico. Is that how you say that, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, and we got the, we're sitting here with the seafood ceviche. If I'm pronouncing this wrong, please tell me. It's scallops and grouper with mango and avocado. And we also have the third one, the white corn
arepa.
Thank you, Bob. Braised beef with chayote slaw. So we're going to give these two a go and give a little review here. What do you want to dig into first, Bob?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we try the ceviche?
Okay.
I had that the other day, and it's a very refreshing type dish. Why don't you
all right,
take
I'm gonna
a taste?
Plunge in here. You assure me there's no cilantro in here, or are you not assuring me of that?
I'm not assuring you of that, because I think your whole cilantro thing's a little bit of an exaggeration.
There is definitely cilantro in there. I'm going to say that right out of the box.
All right. Well, there's the scallops are a really nice size. The one thing I noted the other day was that the vegetables and the seafood were very fresh.
Yeah. It's.
I will say that this isn't quite as crisp as it was when I had it the other day.
Okay.
Which is something we've talked about, right? I mean, from day to day, from chef to chef, you're going to see little inconsistencies, but overall, it does have a really good flavor.
Yeah, it has a snap to it. The vegetables, to me, are fresh. The I think I had a piece of the grouper. Is there any?
Well, there's a scallop right there.
All right, I'm going
to. You want to try to grab that? I had a scallop first bite.
All right, I'm going to go back
in. There is shrimp in this dish as well.
Okay, it's. The temperature is good, too. It's chilled. I don't know if they have it on ice in there. Did you notice how they...
It's in a case, sort of like a little cooler case.
Right.
And, it is chilled. That was my impression of it, was it was a nice, refreshing thing, especially on a hot day, which it's a little early in the morning when we're recording this, but when you get to around 2 or 3 o'clock, I think it would be something that would be really refreshing to try.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small serving. I mean, it might, you know, kind of like an appetizer-type presentation, but very good. I don't know that I would get it again, but I'm glad I tried it. Bob's digging into...
I should take that one because it didn't fall apart.
All right.
So the white corn arepa is, if you can imagine, at least in shape, think about an English, sort of like a half moon of an English muffin. It's not an English muffin, but essentially it's a corn cake, and it's stuffed with a spicy braised beef.
Mm.
The slaw that's with it is also a refreshing thing. It's a refreshing slaw, not too dissimilar from the winter melon slaw served by Urban Farms with their tilapia.
Yep.
Almost as good, but I do prefer the Urban Farms better.
Now, how do you go about this? You put the slaw on top, or you?
I just sort of like grabbed it and just took a bite of it.
Okay.
I didn't really stand on ceremony with the fork, but.
All right, let's give this a go. Mmm, that's awesome.
See, I think the braised beef is one of the nicest spiced proteins in the entire show. It's got just a perfect amount of spice to it.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. I mean, it's awesome. The consistency, it's awesome. I'm glad you recommended this dish.
And then the slaw, like I said, it's another nice palate cleanser. Crispy.
Mmm.
Now, comparing the slaw to the ceviche, I'd rather have the seafood ceviche.
See, and
slaw.
I'd rather have the slaw.
It's because of the
cilantro.
The cilantro.
Well, that's why they make vanilla and chocolate, right? No, this was excellent. So, I think I had this, the ceviche was number 4 on my list, I believe.
Yes.
3 or 4.
When you kindly presented your top 15 to All in WDW for publishing, you had the seafood ceviche at number 4 on your
list. Okay. Well, my post-festival list is going to look a lot different because this won't appear on it.
Cilantro is too big of a turnoff.
Right.
Well, that's fine, and you know that actually brings us to one of the rules of food and wine or food and garden festivals is everybody's tastes are different.
Right.
The ceviche, when I pre-ranked it, I had it down towards the lower end of my top 15, and it's up towards the middle now.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I haven't finalized it yet. But
right.
That's likely the way it's going to come out.
Yeah, but I would say, I mean, don't anybody get the wrong idea. Because I don't like cilantro, other than that, I mean, it's fresh, it's properly chilled, it's a nice presentation, the vegetables are fresh. So don't not get this based on my dislike of cilantro. Definitely give it a shot, especially like Bob said, on a nice hot day here in Florida, this is refreshing. So I don't know. It wouldn't make my top 15 list post-festival. But the, say that please, Bob.
The white corn arepa with braised beef.
That is, that's going to move well up on my list.
Didn't even make your
pre-festival. Well, yeah, right. Right, so the two dishes I'm going to kind of swap out. So, interesting. But
excellent.
Good way to start the day, I think.
Yep, absolutely. Right. Thanks.
Well, off to another marketplace we go. Okay, we're at our second booth of Flower and Garden, and we are at the,
Hanami.
Hanami. And Bob from All in WDW is going to tell us what dishes we're going to try.
All right, Dennis. So we're across from Japan, and we've got two things here. We actually have what looks more like a dessert dish called frushi. It's a fresh pineapple, strawberry, and melon. Rolled with raspberry coconut rice, sprinkled with toasted coconut and a little whipped cream on the side. And we also have a teriyaki curry bun, which wasn't on my pre-festival top 15. I've not tried this one yet because they did have a teriyaki bun at Food and Wine last fall, I believe it was. And I was not very, it wasn't very good. So
right.
I didn't want to try this one. This festival. So you've talked me into something new. And I want to, full disclosure to everybody that's a fan of WDW Main Street, Dennis raised his hand and was willing to volunteer to try sushi. I talked him out of it because I didn't want him to come away with a bad experience.
I appreciate that, Bob.
So we why don't we try the teriyaki curry bun first?
All right.
Since you want to jump in.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's much better. The teriyaki bun they had last year at Food and Wine was very, very sweet. And the bun was a little bit different texture.
Yeah.
If you can imagine, this is basically a stuffed bun. It's got a chicken-based mixture with vegetables, curry, and sweet sauce. But it's not overly sweet. I can see some carrots in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite nice. I don't know if it's something that I would have a lot of, but it's definitely better than the chicken skewer that I had in Morocco.
Yeah, no, the flavor is very nice, and it has that curry backbone to it, if you will, which you would expect given the name. But and the bun, to me, is nice and fresh. It's not too dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good combination, the bun and the mixture inside. I give a thumbs up to this one.
Yeah, no, it's very good. I actually, I think even though it's not on my top 15 at this point, because I hadn't planned on tasting it, it'll probably end up in my top 15.
Well, I'm glad I was able to convince you to try a dish that you didn't want to or didn't think you'd have the time or the the money to do so. So this is good.
So the frushi looks like a sushi roll, but it's actually fruit. So you're going to attack it with chopsticks?
I am going to try. I'm breaking my chopsticks in half. Okay, we're going to try this frushi.
It's wrapped in a soy paper, I believe.
Pink soy paper.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I like it.
I do it too. It reminds me of strawberry shortcake.
Yes, because it's got a dollop of whipped cream on the side,
yep.
And it's got some strawberry sauce, I think, or some sort of sweet red sauce on the bottom.
I can see the pineapple, the melon, the strawberry. I don't see anything that would give you that shortcake type taste unless it's the coconut that they've sprinkled over top. And they didn't sprinkle
making a mess of the,
oh, that's all right.
The third one.
What would you like? Would you like pineapple or strawberry?
Your choice. You
right,
grab what you
grab
want.
It's closest, so I'll take this part.
Oh. And again, we're actually out in the sun here on the lagoon side, so this is something you don't want to let sit around too long. It was probably a little colder than it was when we just ate it. But,
And you could tell, too, because the whipped cream's pretty much melted.
Yeah.
We haven't been standing here all that long.
We're not big dessert guys. At last year's festival, I know I did some research for Bob, and I tried. I think I had a dessert from this kiosk. It was that rice cake.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Remember that from last year?
Yeah.
I believe it was here, and that was good as well. But I like the frushi over what I had last year here as kind of a dessert offering. So so far, I think we're doing pretty good here.
Yep,
so
with the exception of the cilantro.
Yeah, but that's that's just my hang up.
If you haven't listened to it yet or caught
that part,
would be back at Botanico's in the seafood ceviche. The cilantro was a knockout punch for Dennis.
Yes.
I don't generally rate dessert options in my top 15, so this won't make my top 15, but I definitely can tell you I enjoyed it more than what Morocco served this year.
Okay. Yeah, if you want something refreshing after having some of the other dishes that are offered here at the festival, this is a good option. Clean the palate off. Okay, that's going to do it from Hanami. We'll be back with another review from another marketplace shortly. Okay, we're here in Italy, and we have, Bob,
ahead. The Primavera Kitchen, which, got to be honest with you, Dennis, you've twisted my arm, both of them, behind my back to the point of breaking, because I was very vocal about the fact that Italy was off my menu this year, and here I am. And worse yet, folks, we're taking turns paying, and this was my turn, so he's actually forced me to come to Italy and made me pay for it. I hope I don't pay for it twice when we eat this stuff.
Yeah, a cruel twist of fate, but these two items were on my top 15 list, so Bob was nice enough to indulge me and try these two dishes. So I hope it's at least palatable to Bob me for that matter.
Well, they look pretty good. The cheese manicotti. So let's start with that one. It's an egg pasta stuffed with mozzarella, ricotta, parmesan, tomato sauce and bechamel. That one you had ranked before the festival at number 13. And then the second thing we're trying, I'm not going to try to say it in Italian, but pinwheel of mozzarella, prosciutto, and ciabatta bread. It's got a small slice of ciabatta bread on the side. It has a little bit of olive oil drizzled over top, and it is different from what I expected. It's quite a large pinwheel. I'd say maybe 2.5 inches in diameter, mm-hmm. With the prosciutto wrapped around the mozzarella. So do you want to try that one first, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and dig in.
So Dennis so kindly has already cut this in half. Like I said, it's got the olive oil drizzled on the top. I mean, the mozzarella is very good. I mean, it's got a nice saltiness to it. Mm. The prosciutto is it isn't cooked. I mean, it's a cold dish.
Mm-hmm. Again, to me, this is. I mean, all these food items here at the festival are somewhat, you know, appetizer size, if you will. But this isn't something I'd sit down and want to eat a bowl of. But it does have nice flavor. The bread with the olive oil on it, pretty tasty, I think. But again, mozzarella's kind of a bland cheese anyways, right?
Yeah, it's bland. It does, like I said, it's got a freshness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have that little bit of a saltiness. It's a type of dish that if we were to go to a party and they had these laid out on a tray, I'd probably take one of them, but I wouldn't really need to have anything more than that. You know, certainly maybe not near as bad as I was making it sound when I was writing up my pre-festival comments, but not something I really had to have.
Right. I think there are a lot more interesting things around the World Showcase than this, but I'm glad I tried it, but I don't think it's going to make my post-festival top 15, that's for sure. So
maybe the manicotti will.
If I'm relying on that, I'm not having a good feeling about this, but let's dig in.
All right, so the manicotti last year was not all that exciting. It felt actually more like it had been, I'm afraid to say, sitting around for a while. Now, it's probably about noon, so the festival's been open about an hour at this point. So I wouldn't expect that the food... wouldn't be fresh. It's pretty early in the day. Definitely better than last year.
Okay.
I'll say that much. Last year, to be perfectly honest with you, was quite unpalatable for me.
Okay.
This year, the pasta is at least soft. The dish is hot. I would still say, as much as I like cheese, that it probably still has a little bit too much cheese filling.
Yeah.
What do you think of the sauce?
To me, it's kind of acidic. You know, everybody has their favorite sauce or gravy or whatever you want to call it. Not a fan.
Tastes a little bland to me.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And manicotti, generally speaking, is bland, this particular dish. Just all right for me. Nothing special.
All right. Well, I pretty much agree. I mean, from a standpoint of both dishes, I'm not sorry I had to pay this time. But they'd probably be dishes that if they had made my pre-festival list, I would have put them in the category of, okay, one and done.
Right.
Tried them, don't really need to have them again.
Right. Okay, well, I'm glad we tried it, but I think we would have been better served to maybe get something at the smokehouse. But we tried it. Off to another marketplace. Okay, we're here at Florida Fresh, which is pretty much right across from Germany, as Bob pointed out. And he's going to explain what two dishes we're going to try from this marketplace.
Okay, so we've got two things here. The watermelon salad with pickled onions. B&W Gourmet Farms Baby Arugula. Feta cheese and a balsamic reduction. I got to tell you, the balsamic reduction on this salad is probably the best balsamic I've ever had. the shrimp and stone ground grits with andouille sausage, sweet corn, tomatoes, and cilantro. Now, since Dennis is not a real big fan of cilantro, I think I'll probably be taking the majority of that dish. And then he'll handle the watermelon salad. So, you know, both really good as far as I'm concerned. Like the seafood ceviche from Botanico's, the watermelon salad is a very refreshing entree type item. One I would highly recommend. It's I always underestimate it each year, but it always ends up being one of my top 15 favorites. And the shrimp and stone ground grits, if you can get past the ingredients, especially the cilantro, it's just phenomenal.
So. I mean, it looks amazing. Their tail on shrimp, and I think we discussed that on an earlier show. But the presentation is awesome, and I'm going to try a shrimp. I definitely am. So let's dig into the shrimp first.
Okay. So there's grits on the bottom. It's covered by a mixture of vegetables, andouille sausage, and shrimp. Well, I'm trying to get some of it all together here. There we go.
I'm going to go in here and try some of the sausage and grits.
Tell me whether you're getting cilantro or not.
No.
Maybe the few sprigs just right on the top here.
I think you're right, Bob. The sausage has quite a little kick to it, which I like.
Yeah, it's very good. I mean, it's been one of our favorites last couple of years. In fact, we were just talking about it. We think this is one of the dishes that's been here all 3 years of Food and Garden.
Hmm. The shrimp, to me, is cooked perfectly. It's not too
it's nicely
rubbery.
Spiced,
yeah, and the spice, you're right, in that... In the vegetable mixture and the juices in there, it's awesome. And the cilantro is not an issue in this dish, although it's listed on the ingredients. I think it's just a couple of sprigs on top, like Bob said. So I'm in on this one. Very good dish.
All right, good. All right, how about the watermelon salad? I'm going to let you tackle that one.
Okay. All right.
No particular reason other than the fact that. I'm going to concentrate on this.
Okay, no, that's all good. Oh, wow.
It's really refreshing, isn't it?
Mm.
Watermelon.
The balsamic has a kick.
Yeah, does it?
Very acidic. in a good, it's good though. Just went down the wrong way a little bit.
I mean, if you're getting all choked up over it, it must be a pretty good dish.
No, and the watermelon is nice and sweet, and it's cold, even though it's been kind of sitting in the sun here for 5 minutes or so. Mmm. You're right, Bob. Both these dishes were outstanding. I'd almost have to say, although we still have a few more marketplaces to go, these two dishes might be my favorite of the day so far.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Watermelon salad. They're both, the shrimp is definitely at the top, near the top of my list. The watermelon salad's not that far behind.
Yeah, I mean, they balance each other off. I mean, the spiciness of the andouille sausage and the shrimp dish, and then the refreshing watermelon, and, you know, there's greens in here, and that balsamic vinegar is very, very, very tasty. Just, I didn't expect it to bite like that. In a good way.
Yeah, no, and
in a good way.
And it's one of the best balsamics I've ever had, as I mentioned.
Huh.
The shrimp and stone ground grits... this is the second time I've had it this year at the festival. Is definitely a come back and have it again type dish. You know, I said over in Italy that for the manicotti and for the pinwheel, those were kind of like one and done type things. Have it once, you don't really have to have it again.
Right.
The watermelon's close to that for me. I mean, it's very refreshing. Like I said, I usually underestimate it, but the shrimp I could have, geez, they could give me a big bowl of this stuff
yes.
and I'd eat it.
I mean, the shrimp dish is probably a destination dish. If you're coming to the festival or you're only going to be in the World Showcase a couple hours, you're going to seek this dish out. The watermelon salad, I agree, not a destination dish, but if you're here and you happen to get it, you'll enjoy it. Refreshing, especially on a hot day like it is today. It's all good. So, high marks for Florida Fresh, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.